give thanks to God for this great gift. Pastor. All right. Good morning. This is the third Sunday in Advent. A new candle, the pink candle, is lit. It marks this day as a day of, does anyone know? Joy. Good. The penitential blues and blacks of this season are removed for a day so that only the whites and the reds remain. Happens to be the same colors that are up here. It's a pink day, a day for rejoicing. Gaudete, it's called. For today we rejoice in the midst of our sufferings and trials because our Lord is with us as our comforter with everlasting joy. So let us now confess our sins that we may fully rejoice in His forgiveness. The congregation stands for confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Amen. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. You forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of Christ, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with our introit. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restore the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Let me hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Mercy upon us, Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for our readings. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord Yahweh comes with might, and his right arm, his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We speak our verse for the week. Alleluia. Stir up your might and come to save us. Alleluia. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. St. Paul says, this is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Another word for mystery in Latin is sacrament. Stewards of the sacraments of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. I am not aware of anything against myself. But I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. When John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. He was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our sermon hymn, "Hark, a Thrilling Voice is Sounding," hymn 345.
Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Cast away the works of darkness, all ye children of the day. Thank you. So when next he comes in glory, and the world is wrapped in fear, he will shield us with his mercy, and with words of love draw near. Honor, glory, might, dominion, to the Father and the Son, with the ever-living Spirit, while eternal ages run.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The Apostle Paul writes, "Brethren, if a person is caught in some trespass, you who are spiritual should restore such a person in a spirit of humility, carefully watching over yourselves so that you also are not tempted." Well, that's what John the Baptist did. Within the first 2 to 3 years of his ministry, and they only lasted that long, John the Baptist was sent to restore the king, Herod the Tetrarch. Now, in addition to many other evil things, Herod took his brother's wife as his own. He was openly and proudly breaking the sixth commandment and scandalizing the faith of the whole nation. John was sent to him, and John rebuked him. And Herod, surprisingly, respected him for it. He even enjoyed hearing John preach. But when it came to actually taking John's admonitions to heart, Herod refused to change his ways. He chose to live in sin rather than in God. Herod's heart hardened. And so he locked John in prison. I mean, here we have the greatest man born of women preaching good news to the people, doing everything asked of him by the book, and he winds up in jail. Ouch. It's a hard life. It's a hard life for any Christian who lives by the Word of God. Often we suffer similar persecution. And so, like John, we also need additional encouragement to endure our trials. When John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sought additional encouragement from Jesus for his sake and for ours. John sent word by his disciples and said to Jesus, "Are you the coming one, or shall we look for another?" Jesus answered, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." John's disciples witnessed these amazing miracles. But there's more comfort here than that. These are the words of Isaiah the prophet, who promised that when the Messiah would come, he would do these very things which they were now hearing and seeing for themselves. Wow. This was John's additional encouragement while in prison. In short, it is the testimony of the Scriptures fulfilled in Christ and witnessed to in both word and deed. Now that is courage. With the encouragement, Jesus adds a blessing. He says, "And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Offended by Jesus, by these healings? I don't think so. Unless, well, Jesus is talking about something else. like suffering or the cross. But it isn't just Jesus' cross that he's talking about. Jesus is talking about the way of the cross, which all Christians endure. In other words, pick up your cross and follow me, says Jesus. This can be offensive. The way of the cross is the way of every prophet of God. The way John the Baptist was preparing here in prison, the way of every Christian. Because we take up our cross and suffer and die for following Jesus, this can be offensive to some. But Jesus makes it a blessing. For he has come to endure this way for us and to fill it to the full, so that as we bear our own crosses, we too shall endure with steadfast courage unto the end. For now it is that our end is not death. Our end is in Christ, who leads us through death and the grave to life eternal. Yes, this is why Jesus said, "And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." John's disciples had quite the encouraging message to relay. As they went, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Right? Just a chatterbox? Some noise? A sound? A little entertainment? But nothing but really truly empty words and phrases? Is that what you went out to see? Of course not. What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. John came preaching in the wilderness, wearing camel's hair, eating locusts and wild honey. John wasn't a fine-dressed politician or a soothsayer or a people pleaser of any sort. He was not in king's houses. He was in their dungeon. So what then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, Jesus says, revealing his divine relationship to John. Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.'" In saying this, Jesus gives us the same courage he gave John in prison. Behold, testimony upon testimony upon testimony upon testimony that Jesus is the Son of God. The miracles of Jesus testify that Jesus is the Son of God. The words of the prophets testify that Jesus is the Son of God. Those who heard and saw, they testify that Jesus is the Son of God. Those who were healed and raised testify, Jesus is the Son of God. John the Baptist and his disciples testify the same. And the way of the cross for every prophet and Christian, these testify that Jesus is God's Son. Now, if we receive the testimony of men, this testimony of God is far greater. For this is the testimony that God gave concerning His Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has this testimony, this courage, this confidence in himself. But the one who does not believe has made God out to be a liar because he has not believed in this testimony that God has given regarding His Son. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. That's right. "Hear and see, brethren, God gives us courage in abundance." As we Christians suffer, we do not suffer without encouragement. We have more than enough encouragement. We've got John's testimony, Jesus' baptism, the dove, the voice from heaven, Jesus' own words, his deeds, his miracles written down for us, everything in the scriptures that point to Jesus. And they all do. It's not just the Bible, it's Jesus' Bible. Every page is dripping with his blood. Every page confesses that he is God's Son. And I challenge you to show me a page that doesn't confess him. Show it to me and I will rip it out. For in the end, not a page will be missing. The word of the Lord endures forever. In addition to this, we have the testimony of many witnesses. The disciples, the apostles, everyone who heard and saw. They saw Jesus after his resurrection. More than 500 witnesses. To us they relay this message. As John's disciples gave him word, so they give us theirs. They say, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have observed and our hands have touched regarding the word of life. Life manifested, and we have seen it. We testify and proclaim to you eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us." We are proclaiming what we have seen and heard also to you, so that you may have fellowship, communion with us. Our communion is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. We write these things to you so that our joy may be complete. Yeah, the joy of those disciples when they went to John, it wasn't just what they had seen and heard. The joy they also had was in giving that message to John and to see his face brighten, right? Wow, we have that joy too. In Isaiah, God says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem," those who belong to the heavenly Jerusalem, you. "And cry to her, your warfare is ended. Although you yet suffer and must walk the way of the cross, you are blessed. No one can steal your courage. No one can take your joy. Here, right now, Christ brings you the testimony of the Scriptures, the apostolic witness, this ministry, word and sacrament, this forgiveness of our Lord, Jesus' own body and blood for you." So whether you are ailing, blind, lame, shaky knees, broken-hearted, yearning for deliverance from your sufferings, yearning as you see all these terrible things in the world happening around us, pleading, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Behold, He does. And He gives you more encouragement than you will ever need. Whatever you are enduring right now, it is not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed to us. Soon we shall see life face to face. With our own eyes we shall see Him and hear Him with our own ears and touch with our own hands the splendor of Almighty God. Those scars still there. We get to touch those. And until that day, He has given us courage beyond compare. He tends His flock like a shepherd and gathers the lambs into His arms. He carries you in His bosom, in the bosom of the church, and gently leads those with young. He pardons and pardons and pardons and pardons your iniquity, and you receive from His own hand double for all your sins, a double portion. More than enough forgiveness. Grace upon grace. Forgiveness upon forgiveness. Encouragement beyond encouragement. So blessed are you. And you shall endure unto the end. And in the end, see him face to face. Amen. Amen. We will have the announcements right now, and we'll sing the offertory. I don't want to make you stand for too long, like I did last week. Our Advent evening prayer service, our last one, will be this week. And we've been focusing on Jesus Christ, our light, who was and is, and this week is to come. Our last Sunday morning Bible study next week will be on abortion. Christmas caroling, which will take place next week, right, next Sunday from 3 to 5:30, we'll be gathering together at that time. And if you'd like to provide cookies, as we've done in the past, or baked goods for our members that we're seeing, please bring them that morning, bring them to church with you. We're going to see around 6 members. Other announcements there for you. I commend to your reading. The last one there, any changes to your family's entry in the church directory, please drop those changes off in Deb's box. All right. The congregation now stands to sing the offertory.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, you have been favorable to your people and restored the fortunes of your church by the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill us with rejoicing at all times, and give reasonableness to our words and deeds, that all may recognize our Christian confidence in your advent. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, through your Son, you bring to light the things hidden in darkness and disclose the purposes of the heart. Give your church faithful stewards of your mysteries, your sacraments, servants of Christ who are trustworthy to proclaim you alone as Lord and Judge. Tend your flock by your word and spirit, that your lambs may be gathered into your arms and gently led to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, be the source of strength and comfort in every home. Bless the children of our families, that every darkness would be lightened by your Son's gracious visitation. Preserve them from dangers to body and soul. Guide them by your word in wise paths, and keep them firm in the faith till life's end. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of comfort, your word alone endures forever. The nations of the world come and go before you. Even kings and rulers are like grass before you. Preserve us from placing our trust in princes and mortal men. Give us rulers who will rule after your good pleasure, keeping order and protecting life, that we may live peaceably in godly quietness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, to our prayers, especially for Carrie, Mike, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, and for the bereaved of Jeff Bungis, for Larry, Janice, Daryl, and Lorraine. Give healing, courage, and perseverance to all who cry to you, that they may find comfort in your enduring word and the certain hope of the resurrection to life eternal. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, the Son of Man came eating and drinking with sinners that he might proclaim the kingdom and welcome them in by forgiveness of sins. As he hosts his supper this day for his repentant people, grant those who partake of his body and blood to be worthy and well prepared, firmly believing the words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Continue.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is meet and right so to do. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you.
Welcome to Lord's table. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you, and take, drink his blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Lord's table. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Amen. the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you with courage and joy unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen the salvation which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to light in the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people is Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen, amen, amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn.